Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important updates ahead of today's trading session. Well, all of last week on the Nifty was dominated by two stocks and one theme. The two stocks being Reliance Industries and HDFC Bank, while IT was the theme that continued to hog the limelight. If one took the market higher, the other ensured that gains were kept in check and vice versa. In three out of five trading sessions last week, it was IT that lent support to the market. And while on Friday, it felt as if the Nifty would eventually snap its streak of gains with some profit booking at higher levels, courtesy of the fallen HDFC Bank and no-show from IT, it was a sharp spike in Reliance Industries towards the close of trade that triggered a swift recovery in the index, ensuring that it ended in the green. With HDFC Bank being the only one pulling the Nifty lower after a weak quarterly business update, Reliance, L&T, SBI and HUL contributed to the recovery. For the week, Nifty ended more than 1% higher. Now today, multiple stocks will react to their quarterly business updates that were reported on Friday and over the weekend, like Titan, IndusInd Bank, Marico, Dabur and others. Earnings season also begins in the upcoming week with TCS reporting results on July 11th, followed by HCL Tech on July 12th. Now, looking at global cues, Asia-Pacific markets opened mixed this morning as investors awaited key economic data from the US and China later this week, while election results in France overnight signaled a hung parliament. France's left-wing New Popular Front coalition on Sunday unexpectedly thwarted a far-right advance, clinching the largest number of seats but falling short of an absolute majority in a parliamentary runoff vote. Investors await the US Consumer Price Index reading as well, which is due Thursday stateside, to assess the Federal Reserve's interest rate path, while China's inflation figures on Wednesday will signal the state of the country's economic recovery. On Friday in the US, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite rose to new highs, with both indexes posting a record close as the latest jobs report reignited hopes for rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. The broad market index advanced 0.5%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq gained almost 1%, whereas the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.17%. Meanwhile, a workers' union at Samsung Electronics in South Korea is set to stage a three-day strike from Monday and has warned that it could take further action against the country's most powerful conglomerate at a later date. The National Samsung Electronics Union, whose roughly 28,000 members make up over a fifth of the firm's workforce in South Korea, is demanding that the company improve its performance-based bonus system and give workers an extra day of annual leave. It is not immediately clear how many workers will join the strike, but the union's poll found that 8,100 members saying they would do so as of Monday morning. Now, in more news from back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to meet President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today, marking his first visit to Kremlin since the invasion of Ukraine. The meeting is significant as it is PM Modi's first bilateral trip overseas since he was re-elected for a rare third term in June. Also, heavy rainfall has lashed Mumbai, the financial capital of the country, and its surrounding areas overnight and continued early morning as well. Many parts across the city are waterlogged, while the Western Express Highway witnessed traffic congestion even before 7 a.m., including the roads leading to terminals 1 and 2 of the Mumbai airport. Local trains, the lifelines of Mumbai, were running late due to waterlogging, and CSMT, Kurla Vikhroli and Bhandup were among the most affected stations. In fact, a holiday has been declared for the first session for all schools in Mumbai. Decision on the second session will be taken soon. So, Mumbaikars, do plan your day in advance. Well, that's all for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues.